A group of outlaws discover their empty train heist bag and begin interrogating each other in the Wild West, trying to convince each other, clear their names, and avoid being shot to find the real thief. This is the plot synopsis of The Outlaws, which is listed on IMDb as a 2023 film, when in actuality it released this month in 2024 and runs an hour and 18 minutes. I caught the film on streaming last night. The film stars Eric Roberts as Bloody Tom, Liam James Collins as Marshall, Dallas Hart as John J.T. Tulsa, Arthur Salins as William Big Bill Higgins, Tom Chacon as Finnegan, and Celeste Wall as Henriette Parker. This isn't playing in the theaters to the best of my knowledge. There's no budget listed on IMDb. It's kind of a low budget film. This is not a great movie. The only reason I ended up finishing the film, there was a storyline with the satchel that they had filled with gold coins. What happened was they robbed this train. It was a well orchestrated plan. They ended up getting away with a couple of satchels full of gold coins. They did a future shot showing fast forward ahead 16 hours to the next morning when Wild Bill wakes up and he realizes his coins aren't in the bag and he empties the bag and it's full of rocks. Then they go back and you're thinking, okay, now how did that happen? Who hid the coins? You're wondering what was going to happen. And that was kind of what kept me gripped to the film. I wanted to know what happened. Unfortunately, the direction was set up such that there were flashbacks and they were going over each character, showing their backstory, and then they would flash forward and they would tell a little bit more of the story, and then they would flash back. And to be honest, the flashbacks, those storylines were quite boring. That wasn't what interested me, and I think really they should have focused on the main part. I think it is necessary a little bit to get some of their backstory, but I think in my opinion it was overly drawn out. So you had all these four thieves who didn't trust each other, but they're yet working together on this heist. I don't know why they didn't just split up the loot right then and give it out and let everyone go on their merry way. They were hiding in the forest. They didn't have their horses because they got rid of their horses to get the posse off their trail. The film was set up neatly in a way. It had different chapters set up. It had a narrator at points that was talking over and explaining some things. And sometimes when movies do that, you realize, one, it's low budget, or two, the writing isn't that good where you have to have someone explain what's going on. How the film played out, one of the thieves was a cook of sorts. He was a master at cooking beans. I think it was the character played by Jeremiah Crosby, Buck. He cooked beans. Well, anyway, he concocted this thing. Now, I'm moving into spoiler territory. One of the characters, he was a cook of sorts. The way the story went was that he put something in their beer, like a sedative of sorts, and that he was the one that knocked everybody out, and that's how he was able to swap out the coins out of the satchel and put rocks in there. He went and hid the gold. They didn't show him hiding it. They didn't show us where the gold was hidden or buried. Then he went and pretended like he was asleep, like the rest of the gang. So now you have all these thieves pointing the fingers at each other, like, who did this? Who's the one? You're having this kind of a process of elimination. That was kind of a revelation at the end of the movie that we found out through narration is what happened, that the gold in the end was never found. There was some violence in the film, a lot of violence. I thought that Celeste Wall, who played Henriette Parker, was very good in this. She was a really scary outlaw in this film. I think she was the standout character. Anyhow, this film wasn't great. The story was cool. I thought it was a misstep. I think it could have been better, but for those reasons, I would only give The Outlaws 2 stars.